It's time for another edition of Struds On Deli Meats.
I love it. Mexican salami. I literally could pound that all night long. Oh, is it good?
Dermatology.
To save people's lives, I would pimp their popples. Pop their pimples.
Sabres goaltending prospects.
And so whether it's, you know, Devin Levi or Uka Puka Paluka or whatever his name is.
Fractions.
99 out of 10 times, that's a picked off pass or it's just redirected out of the zone.
It's time for Struds On.
Understanding the game. So, you know, Gregor was talking about Puljujärvi and the fight he had. Now, you know, McCarron was running around trying to get into a battle out there, right? So you have to kind of understand where it's at. This is the National Predators are a big, heavy team. Quite frankly, they could have played 20 years ago and probably really loved it because they're big, they like to fight, they like to hit, all that stuff. Like they play very hard hockey in front of the net in the corners. That's what they're built. They're built like that, which is funny because they didn't used to be built like that, but David Poile's kind of built them that way. So there we go. But when you're playing a team like that, during, and I don't care if it's 1990 or 2022, you have to understand the situation. And I was always frustrated when I played and players didn't understand the situation they found themselves in. It is a powder keg out there. A team like Nashville has been struggling. You're now beating them, whatever, let's call it 7-4, but a couple goals with a few minutes to go. And you go out on that ice and you are oblivious to the fact that it's literally a powder keg around you. A powder keg. And the other team is looking for a reason to snap. They're looking for a reason to be invited to give someone a beat down. And I was in that all the time because guess what? When we're up by three or down by three, old Uncle Strutty is going out there because he would be able to calm things down or at least fight someone and get him out there, right? I hated it. I hated it. Then I had these guys that were clueless. They were going around there and running guys and stirred up. So yesterday, Puljujärvi goes out on the ice. And I want him to play physical. I want him to drive the net. But you have to understand the situation. Now, his hit that he put on that the Pred wasn't dirty. There's no doubt about it. But optics are the reality. And the Preds players who are on tilt, they see you not run, but really hit a guy hard and slide into the boards. Guess what's going to happen? That's the fuse they needed. Or so that's the little spark they needed to light their fuse. Let's do it. Everyone comes in, and now the flippers are off, and they're fighting. Now, this is a lot different than 20 years ago. It would have been probably a line brawl. But instead, this is what happens. Puljujärvi gets into it. He doesn't drop his gloves. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing. But there is no reason for anyone on the ice even have to go through that if Puljujärvi and guys like him understood the situation. Where are things at? The Preds are looking for trouble. They want someone to do this because they're unable to do it their own. So someone, Puljujärvi, does it. Am I saying he doesn't hit him? If it's middle of the game, no problem. You're playing against Calgary and Vancouver, make that hit at the end of the game. Not against Nashville. That's what they want. They're looking for a problem. They want someone to do that so they can start up a brawl. Now, Puljujärvi, luckily, nothing really happened, but if you got caught the wrong guy or if the wrong dance partners were out there, it's a problem. Even worse, Greggs, if Nurse or Kane are out there and now one of those two guys have to fight one of their, you know, antagonist-type guys and hurts their hand, that's not their fault. That's on Puljujärvi or whoever does it up. So early in the game, like Neil Lyman throws a cross-body block on the guy, everyone comes in. You know, that's a pretty early game, whatever. We'll live with that. But at the end of the game, you have to know where it's at. So if you are going to do that, and this kind of goes around, I didn't want to answer before. If you are going to unknowingly or not really know the moment of the game and you're going to do that, you got to clean up your own mess. Clean up aisle two. Yes, Puljujärvi. You've got to fight that guy. I, as a D-man, I wouldn't even want to go in there. I would just stand back and watch it happen. I remember one night, and I'll stop at this. We were playing with the Vancouver Canucks. We were beating Minnesota. I think it was 4-1, but I don't know, whatever. It was something like that. They had a tough team, and I hadn't fought that game. Usually, it felt like I had to fight one out of two games against Minnesota. Bertuzzi and Naslund having a good day, and Brad Brown, the D-man for the other team, wasn't. And they were chirping him. Guess who had to do the cleanup? Cleanup aisle two, Jason Strudwick. So it's like a couple minutes left in the game. I have to go fight this guy who's on tilt. I'm not on tilt. I'm happy we won the game. I was probably even a plus player. Maybe I even got an assist in warm-up. And I got to stand there now and go down and fight this guy. I'll tell you, after the game, I went in there and pulled those guys aside and said, I'm never going to do that again. Next time you make a mess of a winning situation for us, you guys have to fight that guy. They're like, we understand. We're sorry. So again, a little bit different situation at Puljujärvi, but understand where it's at. Because right now, guys like him, they have no clue, and they start problems that unfortunately they can't clean up.